we studied was the effects of maternal nutrition in the Gambia in West Africa and how a mother's diet before and during early pregnancy affects her nutritional status and actually affects a process we call epigenetics in her developing baby. What our data show that is new and exciting is that mother's nutrition around the time of conception actually causes permanent marks on her child's DNA, and this appears to occur in essentially all the cells of the body.
Okay, so let me make sure I got it.
Okay.
We have the mothers on one hand who ate better because the weather was better. There was more food available. You compared that to mothers who conceived during a time where food was not quite that plentiful. That apparently had some kind of effect on the genetic makeup of the child with regard to how the infant responded to certain genetic factors later in life. Am I understanding?
That's correct. What we now know is that these data related to season of conception are causing us to reconsider that whole relationship and to think, well, also mortality may be related to season of conception in addition to being related to season of birth. So it's causing us to reconsider exactly when these early environmental effects are having their impact.
In a certain respect, it does have a very futuristic, Star Wars-y, outer space kind of a sense where you can kind of pick and choose how you want your child to come out.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get quite to that point. I mean, that's a very interesting way to put it. What our studies are showing, these are data that are not yet published, but that we're finding that mom's nutrition right around the time of conception, her nutritional status, can affect the chances of dysregulation of epigenetics. I mean, what it suggests is that there will be a specific nutritional profile that will be optimal to minimize this epigenetic dysregulation. You cannot take the influence of genetics out of all this. Our studies are not saying that genetic mechanisms are not important determinants of health and disease. This level, you know, that's called epigenetic regulation. I think it's very optimistic to think that if we learn to, you know, if we understand these processes better and can learn how to manipulate them by nutrition, for example, or even by pharmacological interventions, then this has great promise for improving human health. Because unlike the genome, unlike your genes, which are difficult to change, it may be possible to steer them in the right direction during development and also even to correct them if we can identify epigenetic dysregulation that might contribute to disease. But what I want to emphasize is that we believe our data have implications, have worldwide relevance, really. And another way we can underscore that is that these particular regions of the genome that we identified, we first identified these in Caucasians in the U.S., and then they were validated in Vietnamese individuals, and only then did we study these processes in these West Africans. So this really indicates that all over the world, that similar types of effect of maternal nutrition on the child's epigenetic regulation are likely to be happening.